Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something huge for basically every business out there: data. Just the sheer volume of it we're all collecting, customer clicks, sales numbers, website traffic. It's almost overwhelming.
It really is. And that's the core of our mission today, isn't it? To kind of sift through that mountain and figure out, well, how do you find the valuable stuff, the actionable knowledge?
Exactly. How do we turn those raw numbers, maybe stuck in a spreadsheet somewhere, into like a real strategic advantage?
Right. Because our sources are really clear on this. Just having the data isn't enough.
Not even close. Not the win.
It's about the analysis, finding those patterns, the trends, the connections. That's where the value lies, turning data into a roadmap.
Okay, so let's dig into that. The sources really hit hard on moving beyond just, this spreadsheet view, the power of context.
Oh, absolutely. Because a raw number on its own, it has pretty limited value, doesn't it?
Like the example used to say, sales dipped 10% last month. Okay, so what?
Exactly. So what? It's just a number. But then you start layering on context.
Okay, like what kind of context are we talking about?
Well, things like, did a big marketing campaign end right before that? Or maybe start. What were your competitors doing? Did they launch some big sale? Or maybe customer feedback started mentioning a specific problem around then, even like broader economic stuff.
So that 10% dip, suddenly it's not just a random event. If you see your main competitor ran a massive discount that month.
Then you have a likely culprit, right? It points you in a totally different direction than if, say, your website was down for 2 days.
Yeah, that makes sense. It stops you from maybe jumping to the wrong conclusion, like thinking your product is suddenly failing.
Precisely. And that's the key context, turns that number, that data point, into an insight, something you can actually act on.
So instead of panicking and maybe changing the product unnecessarily.
You might adjust your marketing or tweak your pricing strategy or maybe address that specific customer complaint. It allows for a targeted, effective response.
Got it. So context helps us understand the past. But the source has also talked about using data to look forward, right? Predicting things.
Yes, moving beyond explaining what happened to anticipating what might happen, and even getting advice on what to do about it.
Okay, now that sounds really powerful.
It is. This is where we get into predictive and prescriptive analytics.
Predictive first, then. What's the idea there?
So predictive analytics basically uses all that historical data, past purchases, website behavior, support tickets, you name it, to build models that forecast future outcomes. Think about predicting customer churn.
So like identifying customers who might be about to leave you based on their past actions.
Exactly. Spotting those patterns, maybe they haven't logged in recently, or their usage dropped, or they contacted support with a certain issue.
And if you can predict they're at risk,
You can step in proactively, right? Maybe with a special offer or some extra support, something targeted to keep them. It's about preventing problems before they happen.
I like that. Getting ahead of the curve. What about predicting demand?
Yeah, another great example from the sources. Analyzing past sales, seasonality, maybe even external factors like holidays or economic indicators.
To get a better handle on how much product you're actually going to need.
Precisely. It helps optimize inventory. Less waste from overstocking, fewer missed sales from understocking. It's huge for efficiency.
Okay, so that's predictive, seeing what might be coming. Then you mentioned prescriptive analytics. How's that different? It sounds like it tells you what to do
It does,
if you're
essentially.
in.
Prescriptive analytics takes those predictions and then it analyzes various actions you could take in response and their likely results to recommend the best path forward.
So it runs scenarios.
Kind of, yeah. It looks at different options and says, okay, given this prediction, if you do action A, here's the likely outcome. If you do action B, here's that outcome.
So it's not just sales might go up, it's like we predict sales will go up 20%. To maximize profit, we recommend increasing production by X and launching promo Y.
That's a perfect way to put it. It gives you concrete data-backed recommendations aligned with your goal.
Goals like maximizing profit or what else?
Minimizing risk, improving efficiency, hitting specific operational targets. It helps identify the strategy most likely to get you where you want to go.
Okay, this makes a lot of sense. We've gone from raw data to adding context for understanding to predicting the future and now getting actual advice. But the crucial step is making it happen, right? How do businesses actually use these insights effectively?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And our sources really stress this. Insights are useless if they just sit in a report. They have to drive action.
They need to be catalysts for change, not just interesting facts.
Exactly. And there are several key ways this empowerment happens, according to what we reviewed.
Okay, like what?
Well, first off, just making more informed decisions. Simple as that sounds.
Moving away from gut feelings.
Pretty much. Replacing assumptions, or the way we've always done it, with strategies grounded in actual evidence. It leads to more confidence, less risk.
Okay, that's big. What else?
Optimizing processes. Using data to find the bottlenecks, the inefficiencies in how you operate.
Ah, like analyzing workflow data or website funnels.
Precisely. Where are things slowing down?
Yeah.
Where are customers dropping off? Finding those spots lets you streamline, save costs, improve productivity. It's not just fixing problems, but finding hidden ways to improve.
Makes sense. And what about the customer side?
Crucial area.
Yeah.
Personalizing customer experiences. Data helps you understand individual preferences, right? So you can tailor your marketing, your product recommendations, even your support. Make it feel less generic, more relevant to them.
Which builds loyalty, presumably.
Absolutely. People stick with brands that seem to get them.
Okay. Informed decisions, optimized processes, personalized experiences. Was there a fourth one? Something about new opportunities?
Yes. And this one's really exciting. Using data analysis to identify totally new opportunities.
How so?
By spotting hidden patterns or emerging trends that maybe nobody else has noticed yet. It could reveal an untapped market segment or a need for a new kind of product or service.
Wow, okay. So data could literally point you toward your next big innovation?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
It's about finding that competitive edge by seeing things in the data that aren't immediately obvious, uncovering those hidden gems.
That's fascinating. The sources mentioned a specific company, didn't they? Eidos Edge, as an example of someone helping with this.
I did, yeah, as an example of an entity that partners with businesses on this whole journey.
So they help take the raw data and do all the stuff we've been talking about.
Essentially, yes. The key point highlighted was their collaborative approach. It's not just data scientists throwing reports over the wall.
Okay.
It's about them working with the business folks to understand the real challenges, apply the analysis, and turn it into clear, actionable insights that actually deliver tangible results, providing that context and strategic guidance.
So it really comes back to that partnership, making sure the analysis connects to the real world.
Exactly.
So if we boil it all down, the main takeaway here seems to be data collection is just step one, maybe even step zero.
Right. The truly critical part, the part that drives success in today's world, is that transformation, turning raw numbers into actual usable knowledge you can act on.
That's how businesses thrive, how they stay ahead.
Absolutely. Which, you know, leads to a final thought, maybe for you listening.
Yeah.
Think about all the data your activities generate every single day. Work, personal life, online, offline.
Mm-hmm.
It's vast.
Mm-hmm. Scary amount sometimes.
It can be. But what hidden potential, what untapped insights might be locked away in your data, just waiting for the right kind of analysis, the right context to be uncovered?